You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. This is Lo. I'm here with Greta and Jilly. Sorry,
I just slammed a glass on the table. Hello.
Greta's like in the a beer hall over here.
Yeah, just slamming glasses everywhere.
Except
yeah.
It's just water, guys.
True. Yeah, we have no guest today.
Actually, we have a very special guest today. Greta and I are so thrilled to have
Lo Bosworth. We do have a really special guest today. We are thrilled to have Lo Bosworth as our guest.
She's going to be telling us all about her new company, Love Wellness.
Well, first, a little bit about Lo Bosworth for those of you that don't know.
I just met her last week.
Yeah, you know, I've just watched her on the TV for all these years and just fell in love with her. Lo is a businesswoman, a best friend, a big heart,
a great aunt,
a great sister, a great daughter, and one of the greatest friends I've ever had.
Me too, Greta. What a
OMG.
Surprise.
And podcaster.
And she's so intelligent.
And blogger.
You guys are making me cry.
She's a jack of all trades.
Don't cry, Lo.
She's just getting teary-eyed.
Take these compliments and, you know, put them in your little back pocket.
She's our mega star.
Save it for a rainy day.
She's our mega superstar. And she just founded
my face today.
And she's emotional.
She is. A beautiful flower.
And a waterfall. Yeah. And she just started. Well, really what we're talking about is Lo just started one of the most fucking badass, awesome companies I think I've ever seen, regardless of her being my friend. It's called Love Wellness. And
it is.
Jilly,
I was just
anything else
say,
you want to say before Lo takes
name.
It away?
Great name.
Lo, tell us a little bit about Love Wellness. Tell us about what inspired you to start it.
Sure. Our podcast was one of my big inspirations. I'm sure if you follow me on Instagram or whatever, you might have seen stuff about it because we launched it about a week ago. But Love Wellness is all about the vagina, ladies. And we talk about vaginas a lot on this show.
Yeah, we love vaginas.
And I feel like it's a topic and subject matter that people are really interested in. It feels like totally taboo and embarrassing at first. But once you start the conversation, everybody's like super into it. So Love Wellness is a new line of women's wellness and hygiene products. Our products are natural and doctor recommended, and we are focused on providing women with solutions to common problems like yeast infections and BV and the health of your gut, things like that. So the three areas that we are focusing on are the microbiome of the vagina, which means like the bacteria that occur naturally there.
The flora
and the fauna. And that also means, the bacteria that are in your gut, because like the same bacteria occur in, you know, your gut as they do in the vagina. And then we're focused on pH balance. The vagina has a pH of 3.8 to 4.5. And a lot of the stuff that you stick in there does not. And so that's what causes a lot of problems.
Can you test the pH of your vagina?
I mean, I guess you could. You could get like
strips,
those
like
strips,
the pH strips.
Oh, like in chemistry class?
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
So I got to call up my chemistry teacher, Mr. Smart.
No, you can get him. Mr. Smart, can you test my vagina pH?
No, just to get the papers. Where do I get them?
Like on the internet.
High school.
Like on
the web.
Yeah, like on Amazon. Amazon has them.
You can see what your pH is.
Yeah, so maintaining pH is really important. The bacteria in your vagina create that pH. And so when the bacteria is wiped out, something goes wrong, your pH typically changes. And that can happen because of a soap that you're using or semen or a lubricant or detergent, because most of those things have pHs that are far outside the range of what your vagina is naturally.
What about tampons?
Tampons, I don't know the pH of a tampon.
Well, we do suggest that you get organic Lola tampons, because now after
you know, the Lola tampon episode, whenever I put a different tampon in my vagina, I am like, oh no, I don't want that in there.
I feel you. Once you go organic, you never go back.
Yeah, absolutely.
So can you explain, like, BV, for example? A lot of people have BV and, like, don't know that they have it, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess what's...
I don't even know what BV is.
Yeah.
Isn't it bacterial vaginitis?
Bacterial vaginosis. Yeah. So I guess what's important to kind of talk about first is that the collection that we've put out is not intended to replace trips to the doctor. I think that if you have something funny going on down there, it's definitely important to know what's going on and to not self-treat.
Right.
Because that can cause a whole other host of problems. We have a product called The Killer, which is a boric acid suppository. And it's an alternative treatment to like an antifungal for a yeast infection or an antibiotic for a bacterial infection, or like Monistat, which has propylene glycol in it, which is essentially a fossil fuel.
That's so scary.
Which is like, I don't know why you would want to put that into your vagina. So boric acid has been around for a really, really long time. It has been used as like an alternative treatment method for a really long time, specifically for chronic infections and like yeast and bacteria that are resistant to traditional methods of fixing that problem. And so that was kind of where we started with the company in terms of development. A doctor prescribed me boric acid years ago because I was having some recurrent infections. I think that I was like, honestly, I was like doing too much like vagina cleansing. Like,
yeah, that happens. People can overly clean their vagina. Yeah,
like douching and stuff like that.
I've never done that either,
but one time I took too many showers, I'm not even kidding, and I got a yeast infection.
Yeah,
literally. Well, just from like cleaning too much,
right? Yeah. Well, I guess, you know,
it was summer, the real
issue is that the vagina cleans itself internally, and so you should never really fuck with that. We have some cleansing products in our line, but they're for external use only,
right?
So I think it's important to make that clarification. So, you know, I was having recurrent infections and it was just like a horrible cycle. You know, it's like you try to clean yourself from the inside out and then you have sex with your boyfriend and you do all these things. And just like, you know, these infections kept coming back. And so a brilliant gynecologist on the Upper East Side finally was like, you know what, we're going to try boric acid. This is like a throwback treatment. You have to go to the pharmacy. They have to compound it for you, which means they literally have to like make you the suppository.
That's crazy.
And they're really expensive. And turns out they worked the best.
Did your insurance cover that?
No, I think I paid for it out of pocket. I think it's pretty expensive. It's like $100+.
Well, kind of stuff. Yeah. I was reading on lovewellness.co, right?
Yeah, it's lovewellness.co.
I was reading on lovewellness.co under the blog, like, mm-hmm. And you had a whole thing where you interviewed a gynecologist or OBGYN.
Yeah.
And she was saying that she was really excited about the boric acid suppositories because a lot of the time when people do get it prescribed, you need to actually like make the suppository yourself, which sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Also, if you're making something yourself, I would be like, what if I mess this up?
What
like,
if I mess this up?
How am I going to know if this is right?
Right. So you can either get boric acid compounded at a pharmacy with a prescription from your doctor, or you could do like the super DIY route, which is to buy boric acid, but it's really hard to buy pure medical grade boric acid. So the boric acid that you're buying is like, you know, from the hardware store because like it's a mineral, it's readily available.
Right.
And then the thing is that it can be irritating to the skin, but not like the vagina for some reason.
Well, remember
so
when
it's like it's hard to make them yourself.
Right.
You know, it can feel like you're in a lab without the right equipment. And so I kind of put two and two together and I was like, what the fuck? Why isn't this available, you know, on the mass market? You know, why isn't this made in an FDA registered, you know, like homeopathic facility? And so that was our first product that we created. And because it's the product that has always worked for me the best and for a lot of women. And so that's where we started. I was like, okay, I want to create boric acid suppositories. And then where do we go from there? And from there, we went to probiotics, which are recommended by doctors. They help maintain, you know, a bacterial balance in your gut. And your gut is the home of the immune system. So it kind of like connects directly to the vag and the bacteria.
Also to everything. The gut to everything. Is the key to your whole body.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's why, like, if you're eating something that your body like doesn't like very much, you could have all kinds of weird inflammation all throughout the body. You know, it's very, very weird. And so if you have the right number of bacteria in the gut, then the bacteria in your vagina will flourish also. So probiotics are highly recommended for, you know, good vaginal health. Then we developed a vitamin that has 200% of your daily value of folic acid. It has grapefruit seed extract, turmeric, garlic, boron, all natural ingredients that are shown to break down yeast in the body. And then we have some other stuff too. So we kind of created this collection to focus on relieving women of infections, providing them the ability to clean and, you know, maintain proper hygiene externally, ladies, not internally. Don't do internal cleaning, external cleaning. And then we're sold out, but we have a moisturizer for intimacy that should be back in stock.
What does that mean? Like lube?
Yeah.
Oh, but that was like a very delicate way of saying that. Yeah, a moisturizer for intimacy.
It's moisturizer.
Like, I think it's confused. Is it hydrating lotion?
I think that's like nice sounding yeah. moisturizer for intimacy. I like that. Lube sounds so gross. I hate know. It when you're like, hold on, let me just squirt some lube on my
hand. I've actually never said that. Hold on, let me squirt
I mean, I don't know if I've ever said
hand.
That either, but lube is a weird term.
It's a weird
term.
Word. I know.
It is a weird term.
What would you say that like if someone was just kind of first starting out to dabble in these sorts of products, the number one thing they should get?
Sure. Well, it's interesting because most of the people who I've encountered with the brand so far have been really supportive. And then you always have a couple people that are like, you don't have to do anything for your vagina.
Yeah.
You know, like your doctor says, like, it's a self, you know, takes care of itself, all those things. And for a lot of women, like, yeah, that's the case. But for a huge number of women, like, fuck no, that's not the case.
Yeah.
I definitely have pussy problems.
Right? A lot of people have pussy problems. And, you know, it's really for those women that we created the brand. And then we hope that, you know, through people's good experience with it, that they can recommend it to friends and other people who might not necessarily feel like, you know, they need it or it's important out of the gate. But for somebody who's just starting to dabble in like vagina wellness, I would say that our probiotic and vitamin are excellent first choices. You know, just like I said, you know, rewind a couple minutes and re-listen to what I said about probiotics. They're great for the overall health of your body, starting in the gut, and it really makes a difference, you know, in the vagina. Also, it helps to maintain the levels of bacteria there. And, you know, taking a vitamin every day, specifically for women's health, specifically that has folic acid in it, especially if you are at an age where you could get pregnant, is really, really important. Because that can help protect, you know, the health of a future baby that you might have on purpose or, you know, maybe not on purpose. And definitely for infections, the killer is a favorite of ours already. Like, that's the product that is selling the most because I think so many women have these issues and, you know, they can get caught in this chronic cycle of like antibiotic, antifungal, antibiotic, antifungal. And it's difficult to get out of that cycle unless you have the information like I'm giving to you right now about,
right.
you know, natural alternative treatments, which work really well.
And so when you're first starting the business, mm-hmm. what was like, since obviously we have a lot of listeners that are interested in starting their own business
yeah.
and that would love to hear some information on this. Like when you had the idea, what was mm-hmm. the next step after that?
So for me, I started working on Love Wellness in the spring. And so it really hasn't been that long, but it has been something that I've wanted to do for many, many years because I've had problems that I've wanted to solve myself. And so that's really why I created it. I was like, I have, you know, I have problems just like a lot of other women. I have a hard time like finding solutions. So I'm just going to do it myself because nobody else is doing it. So once I made the decision, I then had to decide how much money I wanted to put into the business. Initially, I really thought it was going to be just an experiment. I was going to just test out a couple things. And then when I started to get into the research and development process, it just got bigger from there. And I'm actually happy about it because we've been able to launch in a really meaningful way and reach a large number of people. You know, I have been fortunate enough to have enough personal capital to invest into the business. So I did not have to raise money. I didn't have to borrow money. And so I think, you know, for me, that is probably like the critical piece that has been really helpful in sort of driving it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was actually able to pay for inventory.
Right.
But, you know, after we decided the kinds of products that we wanted to make, I went on like the manufacturing hunt.
Yeah.
And when I first moved to New York, I was the co-founder of an e-commerce startup and we focused on physical products. So I have experience in manufacturing. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think I just was like this stupid girl on TV. But I actually have a lot of business background. And so, you know, finding the right manufacturers was, you know, a process of trial and error, a process of like not being afraid to just pick up the phone and cold call people. I have to say that every manufacturer that I called and spoken with, like a man operates it. And so trying to explain this concept to them was definitely like a challenge at first.
Sure. It's like, it's a vagina. Remember the thing that you came out of?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, trying to explain the concept and what we were trying to do was like difficult initially. I was like, we're trying to elevate this experience, make great natural products, make them beautiful.
The packaging is beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Greta. That was one of the things too. You know, I decided if I'm going to do this, I'm not going to make another, you know, like flowery, silly, embarrassing neon colored product.
Well, it's one or the other. It's either this like overly like girly. It's like I'm not 14 years old shopping at Delia's anymore. You know what I mean? And it's either like that kind of packaging or it's the kind of packaging like Monistat that's so in your face or preparation H or whatever. It's all bold, it's yellow, it's so apparent what it is. Totally. And it's like, I don't want to pull that tube out of my purse if I'm having an itchy situation.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like your packaging looks like it's makeup, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. That was really the goal. We wanted it to look like a, you know, like beautiful chic cosmetics line more than anything else. We want to make the products you know, feel comfortable on your shelves. We want your shelves to feel comfortable holding the products and your purse to feel comfortable and for you to feel comfortable. You know, there's no point in having like a pH balanced cleanser in your shower if you have to like put it under the sink every time a guest comes over because you're embarrassed by it. Like that's,
I mean,
stupid.
I'm embarrassed that I have Selsun Blue for my dandruff in the shampoo in the shower. I'm like, oh, that's for my dog.
Right, exactly. It's like all the girls, you know, like with Summer's Eve, I'm sure some of them are probably embarrassed by that. So we wanted to make a product.
I hate that product's called Summer's Eve.
What is Summer's Eve?
It's like a vagina cleanser and wipes.
Yeah. The issue with these brands that you get at the drugstore for feminine hygiene is that none of them are natural. They're made with crazy chemicals, a lot of which can like cause cancer. I like to think about when we had Mika Hollander of Sustain on the show.
Yeah.
She has, you know, like a safe sex startup. So she has, you know, like condoms that they make. They make like a natural lubricant. And when she was talking to us about lubricant and the chemicals.
Oh, my God. It was so scary.
It was so terrifying. And like I already knew that because every time I've like used Crazy Lube, crazy things have happened. But just, you know, to do the research on it, to really have your eyes opened as to the things that you're unknowingly putting in your body is just really scary.
I told Mika on that Sustain episode that one time when I was in high school, I used like KY Fire and Ice Lube.
Oh my God.
My vagina literally closed. Like, it got so inflamed.
It was coming in.
It was awful. And my poor boyfriend, my poor high school boyfriend was like, what's going on? And we were at this girl's house. We were having sex in her guest bedroom. And my vagina literally closed. I had to go in the tub and run ice cold water over my vagina because I was in so much pain.
Yeah, really like fire and then ice.
Yeah, it was really fire and then ice. And then the next day, yeah, I called my gynecologist because it was so fucking alarming because people also don't remember that when you are having sex, you know, you have pubic hair and your partner probably has pubic hair and that causes little tiny micro cuts in your skin, abrasions. Yeah. Thank you. And when you put that crazy ass shit,
fire and ice lube,
your vagina, that's going to your body. So it is so important to use natural based products.
What about those like condoms that are like heated condoms?
Don't put that shit in your
body. There's so many different kinds. It's like, man, what happened to just normal sex?
Yeah. The only condoms we use are Sustain.
That's true.
Yeah. I cannot use any other condom but Sustain.
100%. So that's something that, you know, with Mika, I'm really proud of what she's doing. I think what we're trying to do with Love Wellness outside of, you know, creating safe and natural and doctor recommended products that actually work and sort of like elevating this experience into a beautiful one of wellness, we're really trying to sort of debunk what these big brand drugstore companies like Summer's Eve and Monistat and Vagisil are doing because they're marketing products towards women and they're telling them that they're safe, but they're really not.
Right.
And so that's really where I have a pretty big issue with, you know, what's being sold, you know, like at everyday places.
Well, I think like using products that are all natural, just the same way, you know, you try to eat things that are like the healthiest for your body is really the way to go with all sort of feminine care.
Yeah. If you're eating clean and you're like using good products for your face, like mm-hmm. you said, I think in an interview that I read, guys, I'm Lo's biggest fan. I read all of her interviews. I'm like going to make like a clippings book and like give it to her.
You know what they say? The vagina is the second face.
What?
Do they say that?
No,
they
I just
say
came that? Up with that.
Oh, I was gonna like that.
Do you guys like that?
I like that.
If you want, we can.
I
could sell the rights to that, Lo.
Lips, girl.
That's
true.
Really funny.
But it's, you know, take care of your second face.
But it is true. It's like if you take such good care of your skin on your face, and you're using good products on your face, and you're eating good food for yourself, why wouldn't you take like equally as good care, if not better care, as the most VIP spot of your bod, the vagina?
Right. I mean, like we give birth through this organ. And so if it needs attention, you should be using natural products that have been formulated based on biology that, you know, are doctor approved and recommended instead of, you know, a lot of the shit that you can find out in the world. And again, I want to impress upon listeners that we're not trying to replace the experience of going to an OBGYN and getting appropriate medical care. I'm like the number one queen at the gynecologist. I'm there like all the time. It's important to know what it is that you are trying to relieve yourself of. And so, you know, before you use the killer and like put it up there, make sure that you have BV and not chlamydia. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
That stuff is
number
really,
one thing. Make sure you don't have chlamydia.
Make sure that you do not have chlamydia. That's like critically important.
It sucks. It sucks. Having chlamydia sucks. I had it, but it's gone. So it goes away. You know what I like most about Love Wellness?
No.
That, well, I'm going to tell you, that you are like promoting a positive conversation and an open conversation about women's vaginas and like kind of trying to make talking about the vagina less of a stigma. And it's mm-hmm. like, why is it
like, why are we so embarrassed to have a fucking vagina?
Yeah. And like, why is it that like men can be like, oh, my dick, oh, this, nah, nah, and women can't be like, the vagina? I don't know.
Yeah. I think that for whatever reason, there is like a taboo that, those walls are definitely being broken down with the likes of like Lena Dunham and Thinx underwear.
And with the likes of you in this product, you are a huge helping hand in this too.
Thanks. But I mean, there have definitely been some like absolute pioneers, in the land of talking about women's rights and reproductive rights and their bodies. And so, you know, like we salute all of you gals out there. But yeah, I agree. We're trying to just make it an acceptable conversation. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, it's like once I start talking about it, all of these women are like, oh my God, these are all of my problems. I've been dealing with this for years. I haven't been able to figure it out. Holy shit. And it's not that it's because there's like bad medical care out there. I just don't... I think
people are embarrassed.
I even have a friend who told me that every single time she has sex, she gets a UTI.
Whoa, really?
I know a lot of women that experience that same thing.
But could you imagine like how hard that is for you to be like in a relationship and like want to date and do all this stuff because you're like, shit, every time I like receive pleasure, I also get pain. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. We're like, actually.
And you have to be prepared. You know what I mean?
We're in development on a natural supplement that we feel can really help with that. So hopefully that'll come out in 2017. Well,
great. I will let my friend know.
Yeah. Well, it's because a lot of women have been like, what do you have for UTIs? Because I get them all the time.
I've never had a UTI.
Oh my God. Jilly, that's younger. Probably, you're the luckiest girl in the world.
So like, what? I don't even understand. How do you get them?
Well, bacteria crawl up into
your urinary tract,
your pee-pee
like,
hole.
How does the bacteria get there in the first place?
It can be from like, contact, from sex,
from all kinds of things.
Guys, you know, I take like 2 showers a day at least. Do you think that's why I don't get them?
No. I feel like they occur more because of, right, like what Greta said, like some kind of like contact. Like, I feel like a lot of women are taught to like go pee after they have sex because... it helps to get any bacteria. Yeah, that's a thing. Because it can help to get any bacteria that have kind of like made their way up there during intercourse out of the body again.
Are you kidding me? I got 2 brutal UTIs when I was maybe like 18 or 19. I was like peeing blood. Yeah. It was awful.
Awful.
And ever since then, now immediately when I'm done having sex, I mean, not even like... right when it's done, the moment it is done,
like,
there is no laying, there is no cuddling, there is no like, oh, that was so great, I like run to the bathroom, I pee, and then after I pee, I wash my vagina, and that's just like immediately what I do.
Yeah.
And it has saved me from getting UTIs.
I do the same thing. And also something that I do is I don't sleep in my underwear. A gynecologist was like, don't ever fucking do that. Especially
don't sleep in underwear either.
Don't sleep in thongs because this
can't breathe.
This is going to be really gross. But a very special specialist told me this.
He was like
a vagina specialist. He was like, if you are sleeping in a thong every night, the bacteria from like, your butthole can crawl up your underwear and go into your vagina, and maybe like that's why you're getting like weird infections and BV and stuff like that. So I stopped wearing underwear a couple years ago, and it was like totally life changing.
Also, if you are not already wearing cotton underwear,
I can only wear cotton.
What? Jill doesn't have vagina problems.
Yeah.
She's one of these unicorns.
Wait, what kind of underwear? You don't wear underwear.
Sometimes.
She's a vagina. She's a vagina unicorn, Greta. She's a vagina unicorn. So, Jill, maybe some do-it-all wipes would
I would
be great
also
for
say
you.
That I'm not so, I don't really like have so much sex because I'm not in a relationship, you know.
But I started having vagina problems before
like
I had
sleep around.
But I had, but see, this is where I think you're mistaken. You can have vagina problems and not be even sexually be sexually active.
Yep, like, sure.
I have gotten yeast infections, I have gotten UTIs. During times that I have not been having sex.
Yep. It can happen from like detergent in your clothes to like, I mean,
bathing suits, sitting in.
I have eczema and my skin is extremely dry. So any sort of detergent I use is for sensitive skin. Like, I'm very careful about all of the soaps I use and all of that. Mm-hmm. So that could maybe have something to do with it too.
Yeah. A lot of times if you switch like a fragrance free detergent, you can eliminate a lot of those problems.
But I do think that like women should not be embarrassed. If you're a woman out there that is like Lo was saying, struggling with a yeast infection or struggling with infections in general, it's okay to have those things and not be sexually active. Like, they don't always go hand in hand. And, oh, another thing that I will say, if you have sex toys and you're, like, thinking it's maybe okay to, like, not clean them because you're the only one using them, you need to clean them.
How do you clean a sex toy?
It depends on what kind you have. I mean, they make a lot now that you can literally put in the dishwasher if you want to. But
did you see that one episode of Broad City where she puts she puts the dildo in the washing machine and it melts?
Yes, I did. That was funny.
I love that show.
But I think that's that great. I mean, you can now go to many sex shops I know in New York at like Babeland. Mm-hmm. They have sex toy. Like cleaner because it's super important to do that too. And you could be like, if you have a vibrator or something that maybe you just haven't really cleaned, you could also give yourself a UTI that way.
Yeah. All different kinds of ways to make shit happen down there.
That's just my PSA about sex toys.
That's so funny. Well, I think that we don't have to do a sex exploration today because we talked about vaginas the whole time.
What did you guys say earlier? Pussy problem?
Yeah.
Pussy also,
you know, I'm not a huge fan of saying that word.
You don't like pussy. Do you like vagina?
Yeah, but I just mean, like, what's wrong with me that I don't like saying that word?
How do you feel about Donald Trump grabbing pussies?
I mean, I just can't even with that.
You know what word I don't like?
But I have, like, the sniffles today, and I feel like I sound like him.
No, stop.
Oh, like, my gosh, during the debate, when he goes like this every 5 seconds.
Yeah, like, I feel like I have, like, allergies, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to sound like the Donald.
That is so funny.
Well, everyone go and check out Lowe's new line.
Yeah, Lo, where can we find Love Wellness?
Oh, my God. Well, guess what, listeners?
What?
I feel like one of our advertisers on the show today. I have a special code.
Oh, wow. We love a code.
Now she's talking.
I have a code for listeners of Lady Lovin'.
What is it?
The code is Lady Lovin'.
Dope. Is it case sensitive?
It's all caps, Lady Lovin'. I don't know.
No G. I don't know. No G because we're pretty.
Lady Lovin', Lovin'. And if you use that code, you will get 15% off of your purchases on lovewellness.co. And we have some limited inventory because we've already been open for like a week and a half. So we have limited inventory. Some of the products are sold out, but if they are sold out and you want them, definitely add your name to the email list so that we can notify you when they're back in stock.
If you want to follow lovewellness.co.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do the normal thing.
Tell us where we can follow.
Like I'm an actual guest.
Because the photos are very beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying to make everything like really beautiful.
And your animator is really cool.
Yeah, our videos are great. So definitely follow us on social at Love Wellness Co. We're the same on every social media thing in the entire world. Check out the products. Even if you feel like you don't need this stuff, maybe a friend does. So check them out and let her know. We'd really appreciate it. And we have a Lady Lovin' today.
We do have a Lady Lovin' today.
Our Lady Lovin', since I'm the guest, I get to pick, is Dr. Lindsay Apple at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. She did our first Talk with a Doc interview on the Love Wellness blog. It's called The Body Blog. And so she has given us a really, really great interview, not only about our products and how you should use them, but about women's health in general. She debunks some myths that are out there. She is like an incredible doctor. She's won so many awards. She's fabulous. So if you live in Baltimore, go have her check out your vagina. So thanks, Dr. Apple, for doing our Talk with the Doc. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Apple.
Yeah, and thanks so much, Lo, for joining us today.
You're welcome. No problem.
And also, really quickly, before we sign off, we just wanted to apologize offended anyone in last week's episode with the guys we fucked gals.
I'm on the apology tour. I didn't mean to say that anybody was dumb. If they've been in a relationship for a really long time, I feel so badly.
It's okay.
We got some emails with people who had really hurt feelings, and like, we don't ever want to do that. But I mean, I think the point of the podcast is to like have an open forum of discussion with like lots of different opinions,
for sure,
to keep it interesting for you guys. But if you've been in a relationship for a really long time and you're happy, like, all the power to you. Bravo.
And you know, we never want to advocate name calling or anything like that. So we are sorry if we offended you. We thank you so much for listening. We hope you continue to listen.
Yes, and we do appreciate all of your opinions and reaching out to us when you guys are upset.
Yes.
And when you have things to say, because, you know, this podcast wouldn't be around without you guys. So thanks.
All the listeners.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. You know, subscribe, like us, follow us, listen to us, and love yourselves.
Love yourselves.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
Bye.
Are you into Bravo TV?
No, are you obsessed with Bravo TV?
Obsessed!
Well, we are. This is Ben Mandelker.
And Ronnie Karam. And if you're into Bravo as much as we are, you have to check out our podcast, Watch While Crawling.
Twice, sometimes three times a week, we've got all your recaps and gossip from Vanderpump Rules to Real Housewives of Melbourne and everything in between.
Join us every week for new episodes of Watch What Crap'em.
Download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes.
Or check us out at sideshownetwork.tv/watchwhatcrap'ins or anywhere you get your podcasts.